The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And today's show is Nuggets of Wisdom from the Vector. I'm going to be featuring my book, the information in it on the last Wednesday of every month. And it's my pleasure to do so. On the last show in September, the last Nuggets of Wisdom, that was our first one, actually. I promised people that I would talk a little bit about sensations and what different sensations in the body mean, and also about how to use your sensitivity to work for you rather than against you. You can call in 1-800-930-2819 if you would like some energetic shifts. I've had a few people emailing me in a bit of a panic this week. And so I will address some of these issues because they seem to be the same issue that this is that a lot of people have right now. And this happens because of the collective influence. So on today's show, you can call in 1-800-930-2819. The energetic shifts are accessible through what I refer to as HSN, the Higher Self Network, which is when I'm connecting with people's higher self and also the collective influence out there. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just read something. I published this book in 2015, and my intention with this book was to share, at that time, it was over 10 years of experience of dealing with people at seminars and talks, and I've done hundreds of free talks over the years, because I love to share this information with people and empower people to empower themselves, to empower others. So I'm just going to read a little bit here about sensations, just a paragraph, and also the nugget of wisdom for today. So sensations is on page 457. Is that 457? Yes. So sensations. Your physical body experiences many sensations on any given day. These sensations can be triggered by external or internal forces that you may or may not be aware of on a conscious level. If you are neutral to what you are experiencing with no emotional reaction, it allows you to understand the underlying reasons why you are experiencing these particular sensations and move through the pain and discomfort quickly. Nugget of wisdom from the Vector. Be sensational. If you feel that you are too sensitive, don't panic. Check first to see if you're hanging out with insensitive, repressed assholes. That's my nugget of wisdom for the day. it's something that is kind of funny, because when a lot of people are told that they're too sensitive, it's because the people around them are not sensitive enough. I took some notes here because I want to share with you, as I said, what is really going on with people and their sensitivity. So, and this painting, I just wanted to point out, this is an original, and this painting is called Sensuality. And this is about all of what I'm saying here is imprinted in this painting or card. And so it has energetic shifts built in, just as my book does. So people do experience the world through their five main senses, which are touch and taste and smell and hearing and sight. So besides the five obvious ones, we also have hunger and thirst as important sensitivities, so that we're aware of what our body needs, and we're listening to our body. And those there's also a perception of balance, which comes from the fluid in the middle ear. I've had a lot of people saying that they feel dizzy. And the number one energetic shift for that I'm picking up is that it's kind of dizzying the speed that the world is going on. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to the speed of everything that's happening right now. For some people, it feels like it's going too fast. And for others, it feels like they're swimming in molasses because things just aren't happening quickly enough. And so we want to just get really strong to all of that, that balance. And if we're balanced within ourselves, then we can be more balanced within our physical body. So there's also a sensitivity to perception of space and of our body space. And you know how that is when someone is too close in your space and you feel it and right away. We also have perception of temperature, which is not really reliant on touch, because, for instance, a person can feel the heat of a flame without touching it. So perception of the sensation of pain is not reliant on touch, and different receptors in the body perceive pain differently, whether it's on the skin, joints, bones, and organs in the body. So as I'm saying these words, if you have pain in, you know, your joints, or you have a skin eruption, or your bones are aching, or you feel like you have an issue in an organ, what I'm doing is I'm just strengthening those as I'm speaking. So people use words to describe what they're feeling in their body. And the energetic weaknesses are very common with certain words that people use. Okay, and I know we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to just take a few of these words, and then I will take your call after the first break. The number one sensation that's probably the best one to have is the one of discomfort. You know, discomfort lets us know that we need to take some consistent steps of action, so that the discomfort is just a gentle nudge from the universe telling us, hey, there's something wrong here. And if we listen to that, then the discomfort will, and we take steps of action to relieve that discomfort, then we don't need to have the frying pan treatment. Some of you may have had the frying pan treatment, which is not the most pleasant sensation in the world. And if you don't listen to the frying pan treatment, it often ends up being the 2x4 treatment. We don't want that. So when people refer to pain, pain is an indication that something is not in alignment. And this quite often will manifest in the physical body. Remember, you are a soul that's traveling in a physical body. And when there is an issue in emotions, or we have a psychological issue, or mentally something is bothering us, psychically, there can be a lot of reasons why, because we're multifaceted beings. When we get into that state, the pain will show up in the body. The body usually takes the biggest hit, because we do live in a third dimensional world, and our body is matter. And so when people get talking about pain, they quite often have a fear of pain. I would highly suggest, I forgot to mention that on the third Wednesday of every month, our beautiful guest, Karen Batten, she's my co-host for The Truth is Funny. She just shared on her last show, which was in October here, that she had a guest on, and it was brilliant how they described how when people are triggered by the word pain, if they can come at it from a different perception, that it's not quite so painful. You start to notice that the words you're using are actually describing what's going on. And so when people say that they have an ache. Aching is associated with a person who is aching to make a career choice or to be in a specific relationship or maybe move to a country. And so and at times, people can actually identify what the ache is really about because they'll have a headache, a toothache, heartache. That's how they'll refer to these. So as far as saying when people quite often when they get upset, they will refer to that. They'll say, oh, my heart is broken. This is not a good idea. we don't want to send messages to our organs, our vital organs, that anything is broken. We want to strengthen every organ in the body to be strong to all of these words. So we are at that point where we need to take a short break. And when we come back, what I will do is take this caller. We have a caller from Florida. And we'll take that call. And then after that, I will share some more of the words that people have a tendency to use when they're describing what's going on in their life. And remember, this is in the spiritual body. This is the soul and the physical body. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And you can call in 1-800-930-2819. And let's make your life shift into better. We'll be right back.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Join us, Pina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're live on Facebook. We are talking about sensations today. I was sharing some information from my book. You can reach me at www.truthisfunny.com and also at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. I'm also available on social network or social media, Facebook, et cetera, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And I have a Be Irresistible page for those of you who are interested in using energy work to stay more vibrant and look younger. I also have Tales from the Vector to advertise my art. And on Facebook, I also have Energetic Upgrade Canada. So whichever flavor, I usually share all the postings from the radio show, et cetera, on all four. Anyway, we were talking about sensations, and I wanted, and we, Zach, we do have a caller on the line, so I would like to see what's up with our caller. Can you please put her on?
Rita from Florida, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Rita.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's been very stormy here. I cleaned up one storm, and then 3 days later, when I had that one cleaned up, another one whipped through. I've been busy I've been very fortunate. I have very big trees, and nothing broke. It just, you know, was messy.
Oh, good.
And the sun was shining, so it was a good reason to get outside.
Yeah. Well, I've been through a few of those storms called hurricanes.
Yeah.
We're good.
You're in Florida.
We're good right now.
Yeah, that's good. What can we do for you today, Rita?
So I have been in a 14-year relationship that was like super controlling. Like, she was very, 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 very controlling of me. And I started doing affirmations and activating my free sovereign, that I'm a free sovereign being. And I've been really working, you know, with the universe and just kind of asking for this to change and not, you know, not just completely uproot my life. And it's worked. And I actually, the relationship is completely different. There's no control anymore. And we're both giving each other our space to grow and shift into, you know, people that we're meant to be. And I'm going back and doing meditation classes again. And, you know, and I'm really working. But I got this push-pull thing going on and, like, total fear of, like, really coming into my power and, you know, and just, like...
So what I'd like to do...
But, oh, my God, I'm scared that, you know, she's going to leave me and... Okay, leave me,
Okay, so what we're going to do, what you're expressing is what so many people are feeling right now. A lot of it has to do with astrological. I like to get a baseline from people, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like hair on fire, press the panic button, I'm freaking out, and 0 being, I've got this one. Where are you on that scale?
At the moment, I've been...
Yeah, just right now. Eight? Okay, so what you're expressing...
Off the charts, but... Yeah.
Yeah, but what you're expressing, there's a couple things that came up here. The number 7, like this relationship has been 14 years?
Yep.
Okay, so...
It'll be 14 years in February.
Yeah, I always go by the Chinese calendar.
Okay.
January 25th, it will be like when we go into the new year then. What is coming up is that there's like when things come up in 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, these are generally spiritual issues that come up for people. And so when we're in a relationship with a significant other in particular, is very, very common, like, you know, our parents, our grandparents, our siblings, our significant other. These are people that we generally share karma with. And so karma is just cause and effect. And so we can have direct karma with someone, like, because they said something to us, or we said something to them, or did something to them. And this can be, it's not good or bad, positive or negative. It's just cause and effect. And so we want to strengthen that karma for everyone out there with their significant others. The colossal joke is that we come in to our lifetime to clear karma. And what happens is We don't remember what the karma is or who we have it with. So it can be very challenging. And so what we want to do is just get you strong to recognize, and I'm getting what happened. When you started this relationship, was it controlling in the beginning?
Yeah, it was.
Like, so
exact, I knew it from the beginning, and I've been like fighting it and like trying to.
That's what I'm talking about when I say. I talk about when I say you don't want to get the frying pan treatment and then the 2x4.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, but what happens? Yeah. What happens is when we get into these cycles, it's coming up a cycle for you. So we just want to strengthen you because you recognize that every single relationship we have is really about ourselves. Your issue is not about so much control at this point, because you've worked on this quite a bit now.
Yeah. Yeah.
The issue is when you see others go out of control, and you see other people not have self-control, or you feel like the planet is spinning out of control, it affects a lot of people. So a lot of people right now are changing careers, they're changing relationships, etc. And this is this there's a lot of astrological influences that are driving that right now for the collective influence. And also we have a lot going on in the world that a lot of people are in fear of. So we're going to get you strong, centered and stable and balanced within yourself. You know, I talk about the authentic self triad, which is your body, soul, and spirit. And your body, soul, spirit, if, when they are balanced, then we have a tendency to be able to balance ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, etc. So I just want to, while I've been talking to you about this, I've been energetically shifting, and I just want to know if your number has come down. My co-host
maybe
here
a little,
is starting
like
to
maybe
get
like the five or like about a five.
Yeah, so
it seems to be in my root now. Yeah. Like it was more my heart.
See, and okay.
And it was more so what's solar, and now my root feels like super.
Are you referring to your to your root chakra?
Yeah.
Because that's about survival.
That's where it is. That's where it is now. Like all the other chakras that were kind of acting up in the anxiety knot, that went away, and now the root is like,
So a lot of people these days have relationships because they are in a lot of people are in relationships for other reasons than being in just being in the relationship. And so one of the main things with in control of a relationship is finances. And so quite often people stay together because of finances. And so if you think you have a relationship problem and it's actually a financial problem, it would be very challenging to dissolve all of that anger and fear and resentment unless you address what the true issue is. So does that resonate with you?
Oh, I have that written down that I didn't say it. that's pretty much like all the rest of the control is gone except for the financial part.
Okay, so now we've identified.
I haven't had a career in 13 years now, or 14 years, or whenever since we met. I sold my business. I moved here. Everything's been about her life and all the drama that has been created from her owning 36 houses, and I had to
get
rid of them all. And, I mean,
okay, so wait a minute, Rita, we have to go to break here in a minute. Okay, so can you just hang on through the break, and we'll address this financial issue when we come back after the break, because this is, you have, thank you.
A lot of other people.
You are empowering other people right now by being brave enough to call in.
I hope so.
Okay, so just hang in there. And this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are live on Facebook, and we are addressing this issue. And I'm when we come back, we'll check in with Rita and see where she is. I'll work on this a little bit through the break, not just for Rita, but for everybody who's feeling the pinch of money right now. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we're live on Facebook sharing nuggets of wisdom from the vector and shifting some energy with some brave souls who call in because they want to see some significant change for better in their lives. We do have Rita on the line. I just want to say, if you do want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And we will energetically tune in and see if we can make some shift happen for you too. Rita, are you there?
Oh yes, I'm still here.
And what are you noticing right now?
Well, I noticed that in the few minutes that we had that you were helping me, that it just my root chakra that I was saying that was going crazy. It shifted to a it's still just a little tingly, but not pain. And it went right up to my heart and to gratitude.
So this is what does gratitude have a number? What number are you at now? You were at a 5.
The gratitude just went up I probably an 8 or 9. I have tears running down my face of gratitude.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is strengthen this for you, because what I was working on was your perception. What you had actually was a spiritual issue that you've shifted through now. And that spiritual issue was regarding giving up control to others. And so what's happened now is you're very centered in that you want your control back and that you have your control back. It's already done. And so, of mm-hmm. course, as soon as you go to that place, your relationship is going to improve. I also would like to strengthen you because a lot of times people have a weakness to the word gratitude. Because you know what it was like when you had no control because you weren't working for 13 years and the control issue was money? Do you remember times when you were forced to be like pretend even that you were grateful when you were actually full of resentment?
Yes.
Yeah. So I like to, I'm going to change that, mm-hmm. that affirmation for you now to the word appreciation. So appreciation means that you have gratitude and you also at the same time understand, you know, that, you know, what the gift really, really, truly is, because this is a huge gift. And appreciation mm-hmm. is often associated, the word appreciation, you know, when your funds appreciate, when you add a zero after the decimal point, you know, to your bank account. So we're going to strengthen gratitude and appreciation for everyone and for you in particular. And I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing this with all of us, because when people call in, I'm energetically tuning in to the collective out there who's listening, and anyone listening now or later will also feel this joyful feeling. You know, when that fear leaves your body and it goes to your heart chakra.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful feeling. So thank you so much for calling in. We have a lot of appreciation for you.
Thank you
so much. So I'm going to continue talking a little bit about other words that people use to describe pain, the sensations in their body, and what these words mean. So burning. So people who have encounters with others who are really angry, full of resentment, what we were just speaking about, they can break into very explosive anger. So on a physical level, and there's a lot of health problems that are associated with the word burning and burning anger. So quite often that will come up as heartburn or acid reflux. So we just want to get everybody strong to, if they're using the word burning, to check in and see if there's some anger there, that there's something, maybe some words that you don't feel that you're allowed to express, or being in a position where people can actually get so angry that their blood boils. And that's when people have a tendency to get high blood pressure. And that anger can run through a family. Generally, it does run down the maternal line. If you think about a baby in the womb and that baby being in emotional water of the mother, and if the mother does not feel safe, quite often that fear will turn to resentment and anger. And then that's what the baby is developing in that emotional state. In the amniotic fluid of the womb. So the other thing that people who suppress their anger and just don't speak about it, quite often people who say, well, I never get angry, or my partner and I never had an argument. Generally, that means you might be suppressing some feelings. And so getting in touch with those feelings can empower you to recognize in your body what's going on. So people who have a lot of accumulations of experiences of anger and will often express that in their joints too, because it's the anger will be held in the actual joints of the body, arthritis, etc. And so another word that people will use is the word hurting. And so there's an expression, oh, that person hurt my feelings. Well, it's really not possible to hurt feelings. Feelings, if people have different sensations in their body and they connect with the words others use and they react or respond to that, what they're feeling, then quite often the question is someone, who do they want to hurt or who is hurting them? This is like a chemical reaction that happens when we call feeling. When I'm speaking about feeling, I'm not talking about like feelings, like those are emotions. Emotions are actually like a chemical reaction that we have in the body to associations that we've had with other situations, possibly where we have been triggered by it. So another one is hypersensitivity. And so, as I've said in the beginning, when people are accused of hypersensitivity, quite often it's because the people around them are really not sensitive enough. And this quite often will come up in the physical body as arthritis and joint pains, antihistamine. So we want to lower the histamine levels in the body, just energetically tuning into that, spinning all that out to black holes. We don't need a bunch of histamine in our body and that's creating problems. And so this quite often will come up because people have traumas from negative life experiences in the past, in the present, and in the future. And so another word that people will quite often use is irritation. And so when people find themselves in an irritating situation, or other people are irritating, or perhaps you're irritating others and the situation, what happens is more likely that they'll describe the pain as irritation. And on a physical level, this will quite often manifest as skin eruptions. And so we don't want to have our anger or our irritation coming out through our skin. The most efficient way to energetically shift is through the colon. And, you know, on a physical level, irritation also, you know, the dis-ease of irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, is actually very aptly named, because when people are putting up with a lot of bullshit or they're causing bullshit for others, it has a tendency to really affect the colon and the digestive process. And so we want to strengthen everybody's colon. And when, you know, if you focus on talking about crappy situations, quite often what happens is you have a tendency to release this energy through the bowel. So we want to strengthen everybody's bowel, that the colon is strong from the top, going up one side, down them, and back down again, to making that very even is what's coming up. And also the ileocecal valve and the valve of Houston. When those go weak, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like mounting pressure. You know, when they say, Houston, we have a problem. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, that all the valves from the digestive, from the small intestine to the large intestine, we want that to be very, a very strong valve. And we also want the valve of Houston to be strong. Another word that people have a tendency to use is the word numbness. So numbness and numbing are often reactions to not wanting to face certain emotions or situations that we have in our life. And those can be on a physical level or on a non-physical level. So when people can't feel certain body parts, what happens is they'll quite often describe that as being on, like, it feels like pins and needles. And on an emotional level, it's kind of what, you know, our beautiful Rita described, like when you live with someone and you are on walking on eggshells, you know, it's like being on pins and needles. What happens is those parts of the body that go numb are usually in the lower, in the hands and the feet. And so quite often it's about like not wanting to feel those body parts. It comes up like not wanting to take a step forward in life, perhaps in career or in relationship, etc., or being able to grab on to life and really hang on to life and go after what you want. So we want to strengthen that for everyone also. We're coming to another break here. I just wanted to say that before the break, that I will be at the Holistic Fair on November 10th. I will be doing 3-card consultations with the dragons. And that will be the last one of the year. So that's at the Laurel Packard Building. And that's in Kelowna here on Sunday, November 10th from 11 till 4. It's free to get in. It's awesome fun there. We always have such a great time. And so if you're in the area, do stop in and enjoy that. I also wanted to mention that right now I'm hunkering down here and I am going to be working on my paintings, getting them done. I made a commitment to Dr. Pat. We had a meeting a couple days ago and she's got me inspired. Hey, Pat, I actually put 35 hours of work into that painting. Wait till you see it. Still not quite, it's still quite far from done, actually. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit maryjanemack.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello. Hello, everybody. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to the Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking about sensations today. We're in our last segment here, so we do have a caller who has called in. Zach, do you want to put their caller on? Hello there. Is this you, Yulith? You tried to call in last week.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm painting up a storm.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Stella must have heard your voice because she decided to come back on the show.
Oh, hi, baby.
So what can we do for you today?
I was just calling to, you know, just to say thank you and to share some love. I've been listening to what you're talking about, and a lot of the things that you mentioned, like pins and needles or a burning sensation, I experienced in my back yesterday to some extent. And you know what? There was a lot of shifty business going on around me, but I wanted to let you know that I got through it with grace.
Oh, good.
So and everything's good.
Okay, so what, you know, like right now when I tune into you, your energy feels really strong. Is there something that you still feel is like not quite dissolved?
I just want to be, you know, if I was to be really cautious, I think that I'd like to make sure, especially in my gut, because I know you were talking about the colon and things like that. I'd like to make sure in my gut that I'd let yesterday really go. Because there's a lot of anger around me.
Okay, so when we get in touch with that on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like it's coming up residual. Having said that, when we go through a traumatic day, it can bring up other traumas from the past. So I just want to get a number from you. Like, where are you at right now? 10 being like, it's still really bothering me a lot, and 0 being neutral.
I'd say about a 4 or a 5.
Okay, so what's coming up when people say 5, and that's where they get kind of stuck, 4 or 5, what's coming up, mm-hmm. 4 represents, the number 4 represents matter, basically, a manifestation of what we want in a physical form. And so the number 5 is more like being caught in the middle. And so the situation that you were in, I'm getting that there wasn't really an easy way to resolve it or to deal with it. So if it would have been very easy for someone to get triggered and then, you know, kind of fall apart or say the wrong thing. So I always suggest when people get really, really triggered, you know, put your tongue on the roof of your mouth because you can't say anything. And it connects you to source energy, and recognizing that everything that's happening in our lives right now is really like, I've been having such an epiphany about this for myself. As I said, I was stuck on, I'm working on, you know, that Tales from the Vector, and I've been working on it for 13 years, and I only have 2 paintings left, and I got sort of stuck on the second last one. I was doing a lot of seminars. I was really busy. Had summer, you know, with my cat being sick and stuff. And now I had a meeting with Pat and I just got so inspired. I put 35 hours into that painting in 3 days. And I was just like, I mean, I'm just loving it. And as I paint, it allows me to really tune into what's going on inside of me and pulling that energy in. And that's what I'm talking about is, you know, if you consider that the answers are all going to come from you and that the best way to do that is go inward, then if you connect with your core strength, with your central nervous system and what you really want in your heart, then you don't really need to join every argument that you've been invited to. So was this like in a situation for work that you were in?
Yeah, it was the situation for my second job. And I also wanted to say I did get offered the promotion as full time. And I said no to it because I already have a full time job.
Yeah, that's 80 hours a week.
Exactly. And I said, you know what, that's fine. I can stay doing the role I'm doing. It's fine. I'm going to get promoted at the other one.
I'm glad that we did work on this, because you're way stronger. See, this is what happens when very capable people take on projects. Really, really funny. I had this come up at the fair quite a bit with people that, you know, if they had, like, this one young woman said, I just took a job that was like really easy and carefree because I just wanted to be able to like focus more on me and get my, but I still need to work. And then she said, they right away offered me a promotion. So if you're, let's get you strong to this, that everything that happened was actually a huge compliment. You know, to be offered two promotions at two different positions in two different, but see, your first job is more of a career and your second one is more of a, for fun.
Yeah.
And to have extra money for fun. How does that feel?
I love it. It just puts the fun back into work.
Mm-hmm. Because you were enjoying yourself so much because you didn't have to take it seriously.
Exactly. And you know what? It was just a bonus that I was good at it.
That's what I call being in the right place at the right time. And so here, Stella, she's going to block the book. She says it's about time I was recognized for my co-hosting skills. She's been
Absolutely.
Very good.
Absolutely.
So when you get in touch with it now and you think about like what a huge compliment that was, I'm getting it wasn't really necessarily presented directly in the words, but when you get in
Correct.
Touch with it now, what's your number?
I'm probably neutral. I feel pretty mushy.
There you go. I'm very glad. We've come to the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for, all your brilliant, brilliant energy. Those of you, Ulith and Rita, for calling in. And I just wanted to say that I'm going to be available for private consultations throughout the next 3 months. I'm hunkering down here, as I said, and I'm determined to keep my commitment to Pat that I'll have this painting done by the end of November. And so I just want to thank everybody for listening, and for Zach for being so efficient and making sure that everything's working really well, and also to Dr. Pat and the rest of her team. To have so much appreciation for all of you for giving us this opportunity to share this information and make some shift happen around the world. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we will be back next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. Next Wednesday, as I said, I will be sharing Tales from the Vector, where I will be doing 3-card consultations for people who call in. And I just have fun doing it both ways here. And so thank you all for listening. We'll be right back next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.